Okay, hi, Paul Sackis, Good News Planet. We had a little technical difficulty because my picture was upside down. But you know what? Let me ask you a question. Lorena and Richard from Columbia University, this is a project that they're doing for the people in Puerto Rico. And I thank you for doing that for those that are victims of some of those tremendous hurricanes that have been a big concern. And so tell us about this project. And Lorena, why don't you start?
Yeah.
Ladies before gentlemen.
Project we started last year. We got a grant to develop a solar tarp, which is basically an emergency tarp together with solar panels. And basically is a tool to help during storms. And usually what happens, a lot of people lose their roofs and their electricity, so this combines both things. And it's basically a tool to be assembled when needed, and then you can also disassemble it and just store it for next time.
Richard, anything else to add?
Well, the idea is everyone can do this at home, you know, so it really gives them something to be to use as a backup, because during the time, you know, government wasn't able to install electricity to a lot of the neighborhoods, and the idea is the community can come together and do this as a whole.
Yep.
What do you mean people can do this on their own? I mean, it looks like you have some special fabric, you got a special this, a special that. Okay.
All of these products are commercial products and can be found and just putting together. And as part of this grant, we're also developing a booklet, which is basically teaching how people can make this tool. So it would be a tool that they can make it at home.
Okay. And so where is you have a website already, or where are we going here?
We don't have it yet, but we'll go back to you when we have it, and maybe you can follow up for your viewers.
We're working on the publication for it.
Yeah. It'll be a publication. It will probably be all major online sources. Downloadable.
So is this a thesis or a PhD or a master's or a undergraduate project?
It was, it stemmed from a research project during our master's. It's called Conflict Urbanism.
Social good. So this is kind of steaming off of his ideals.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
I just mentioned in my last show, investment for social good. Social good is good.
So we're out here
in flip-flops, real college kids. No,
yeah,
I'm just kidding.
and working on these. Yeah.
Well, that's really a great public service. And Puerto Rico by far got hit with two recently, and have still been badgered, still have problems down there. Actually, we're just offered, we're in the process of COVID kits to go to Puerto Rico right now. And so very close to Puerto Rico. I love Puerto Rico, actually.
When we started doing this and this research to develop this tool, stemmed off of Hurricane Maria, and even like 3 years later, there's still about 500,000 houses that still need roof repair. So it's a temporary tool, but temporary also means different spans of time for different people. So we hope to be a tool that can do some social good.
This is great. You know, we're involved with peace, world peace.
Yeah.
And
yep,
doing things for peace, like what you're doing.
Good news, right?
We're good news, peace, that's our thing. We do the World Peace Day conference for the UN in strengthening their message. I've asked thousands of people, what does peace mean? And many from Colombia. What does peace mean for you, each one of you? And if you can say your name, what does peace mean to you?
That's a good question.
I can start.
Okay,
Rich. I'm Richard. I think peace is everyone doing their part, doing what they can to make the world a better place.
Yep. Respecting each other, using all of their skills and tools to kind of contribute a little bit.
No effort too small.
You guys are fantastic. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Best of luck.
Yeah.